This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You definitely know that it is Le Campo Friday, baby. Welcome to the last hour of the show. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ with the Winter Stock himself. And as you know, man, on a Friday, on a Le Campo Friday, we always make sure that we bring you the people that are behind this beautiful genre that is growing within the province and within the country. It is called Le Campo Friday for a reason. And the person I'm with right now, Bamija Chris Brown, Le Campo, right? I mean, his song was also number one on the Limpopo Big Five with Abute Mudei for Chris Trini for weeks on end. He's from Molechi, Garamoshwan. His name is K-Cello, Nikala Le Campo. I'm just chilling with him right now in the studio, man. My brother K-Cello, what's good? How you feeling? How you doing, man?
It's terrible, sir.
Omanato Tiak.
Easy.
Bon, and I enjoy. I know there's a certain person that's listening, which is my manager. He's in love with your work, man, you know?
Sure.
Kuro no rata. Aganyor K-Cello. Kuro karakwe no mwogiling from Stable Sarna sa hip hop into Le Campo. And he's like, look, man, if there's a brother that you should rep, is that brother called K-Cello. So big ups to you, my bro. So, Bonamun, when I have I play a game with them.
Okay.
This game by Bicha, this or that. Okay. So basically, I give you two options.
Okay.
Multiple choice, man. No? If I option JPD, we're not one.
Okay.
Nothing tricky. Are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Sure. TikTok or Facebook?
TikTok.
Winter or summer?
Oh, winter.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Single or taken?
Taken.
Oh, okay. Lemogwele basari asin nakiena. Performing indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Working in studio or performing? Tricky, ne?
Yeah,
very tricky. Khetewan.
Okay.
I want a choice.
Performing, yeah.
Performing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. One time. That's out the way now. So now we need to get to know a little bit more about K-Cello. For that person that has never really, you know, they hear your music, they love your music, but they don't really know what K-Cello is.
Yeah.
So if it was, you know, up to you to explain to the next person who K-Cello is, how would you describe what K-Cello is?
In terms of description, I can say I'm a very humble person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I love music a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I love engaging with a lot of people.
Sure.
Yeah, on specific things. So that's how I am. Then, kama ina gina lato nolo. Moroka, lo Carlos, wa Aquinan.
Sure.
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Yeah.
Now, let's speak about the name. K-Cello, Nikala Le Campo.
Okay.
Origination. Where does it originate from? How did this name come about?
Okay, K-Cello is actually my name, but I pronounce it in a way of spelling it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Kalo, so go I. Balekatawan bija kalo.
Okay.
So kalo ya K-H-A-L-O. So when you spell it fast, it's K-Cello. Then Legala Le Campo was inspired by the fact that at first I was doing hip hop.
You're a rapper.
So they knew me as a hip hop artist.
Okay.
So there was this day when I decided to jump on a Le Campo beat.
Mm.
Then I nailed it. So that's where the name came from. Because I grew up at Zawari. All right.
But now let's talk about, you know, that moment. I mean, from, as you mentioned, Orwena, you were a rapper.
Yeah.
And when did you realize, Mara, what's my king? I really have love for this thing called music.
I cannot be sure of the year or at what age, but all I can say, Gore, even during December, each and every person, by Lord Nevanya Gospel, maybe the Christmas or on the 31st, a lot of people would come, go I have fun with us. So, like,
wow.
Ke tomile the age of 16.
That's when you started recording.
Yeah,
music.
That's when I started recording.
Okay. Yeah. So since Ogole Chikara, you're another thing, you know, Lebatswadi, family, everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there was never really a problem when you told them this is what you want to pursue.
Hey, yeah. I don't know, like,
because when we show sometimes it's like Raluka di Katara Chakaraye.
Yeah, but now even into Leore, what's our Batswadi Bajwa, especially Gantularunga, Naswanjibe, doctor, Swanjibe, teacher, Swanjibe. So when I was known, na kinyukuba, a musician.
How was that? Maybe take me through how did they react to that?
Okay, I thought maybe it would be easy for them to accept it, but it took years and years. There was a time when I gave up.
Wow.
Around 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I decided, okay, let me just focus on school. But Kawana or Lojaga Divai Shab, so from 2022.
Sure.
Yeah, we get Homalo Combo. I was still doing hip hop, but I was never like I was not recording anymore.
Okay.
So from 2022, Gigi recorded the first Lokombo song. But I was doing it secretly. Yeah. But we lady track Jaga go high. The end of 2023, somewhere there.
Wow, yeah. That's 2 years ago.
Yeah, so like, my brother.
Okay.
Yeah, he played the songs to my mom and she liked them. So, there's no other option I want to take at this moment. Yeah, I've realized that I've got this, so please believe in me.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Then from there.
Yeah, from there, Gerbatomawa said, okay. There's nothing we can do. Yeah.
But how are they feeling right now? Sometimes it's hard for them to accept.
Yeah,
even though we about support, I mean, we know how music is.
Yeah.
But how did they feel seeing that? What's again? Superstar.
Yeah, my mom was so grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah, these days she's very supportive.
Oh man.
Yeah, because one of the impact.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that I'm doing is.
Proper.
So, yeah, absolutely proper. So, yeah.
All right. I mean, you've been doing music for a while. I mean, what are you, Devil and Devil? Got already Deep House and a little AJ.
Yeah,
little Head Boss.
Yeah.
But how did it, you know, get to a point where what's working? You knew what Lekompo was the right move?
I took the move after realizing that Udira hip hop, I would say, in the villages, you know how people are in the village, and they don't love hip hop, man. So, Gema Gompo, so as soon as I tried it,
yeah.
That's when I realized, okay, let me just get on with it.
Yeah, all right. And I mean, a lot of people, I think, started knowing you got security lag, like proper. This is the big deal. Now, let's speak of that moment. How did it feel, you know, to see a song that you are in? This song is huge. Tell me about that feeling, my brother.
I felt like life is changing for me.
Yeah.
I'm starting to have new experiences, the life that I've never lived before.
Wow.
Sometimes I was scared because, but when I got the pictures, you know. Wherever I go, KJL. So, like, it was a new life for me. But on the other side, I was saying, I told myself, let me just see what happens. Go with it. Yeah.
You know, there's something that I've realized. I mean, I've played at a place where you were also playing. I think you played two sets after me or. Before me, right after me, yes.
Uh-huh.
Don't people confuse your brothers, Loena, sometimes because there's no way, bro.
They do.
Because there is no way. I mean, you walked in. I mean, I was arguing with my manager.
Uh-huh.
You walked in. I didn't know you, you know, proper at the time. I'm like, oh, there is that K Chelo guy. Then he's like, nah, that's not him. I'm like, dog, what do you mean? Oh, few minutes after you walked in, and I'm like, there's no way this is going on. I'm sure they do, right?
A lot. Sometimes waffle fella, like go for now. Yeah,
I can imagine, man. But let's talk about, you know, security lag, and how did that collaboration come between when I let my pen, like?
Okay, the beat was produced by this producer, but like a popular on the beat.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's been working with Shebe for a long time.
Yeah,
way before Kedatzivi was so. He heard some of my songs and told my producer, "Let me just give the guy this beat, Aizame, Ovan."
Sure.
So. I took the beat, I jumped on it, I came up with the concept, Gangwala the chorus and the verses.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the mastering was proper. So I decided, okay, let's just go to this we went to this Mobadlala netball. I saw Kholele
Kukuploma.
Yeah, we took a video. That's the first video I posted on TikTok here, Loring. Ibile Lady. A lot of views.
Yeah.
So Nakwa heard the song. He saw the video. Then I suggested our Shebe, Aga Jampa initaba.
Most definitely, man. You know, we touched a bit about showing love and how overwhelming it sometimes, you know, gets. But everywhere you go, people want pictures, man.
Yeah.
How does that feel now?
I feel special.
Okay.
Feel special and different. Yeah. I say, okay, like, to be honest, by the time I decided about the hip hop, I didn't want to be famous. That's why there's not even a single person who heard my hip hop song. I would record a song only for my ears, then end up getting deleted. Yeah, it wasn't like I want to be
famous.
No, so like my work is the one that took me to this position.
100%.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yo. And let's speak about, before we take an ad break, let's speak about that, maybe a crazy moment or an unforgettable moment. Maybe there's something special a fan once said to you, or something crazy they once done. This is something I'll never forget. Maybe, is there something on from the top of your head that you can think of?
Yeah, it's a lot. Mm. It's a lot.
Give us one.
Negativity.
Oh.
Positivity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we want to focus on the positive, man. Give me one positive. No negativity here. We're good with that.
Well, I was told that I'm so different. So this guy just came to me and told me, "Asanga garata lokompo." But since kitomilo tseva rutra mizigwa lokompo kakwa your piece, I became a fan, man. So thank you. Thank you.
All right, so I'm still hanging out with Kay Chelo, Nikalale Kombo. Right, if you have any compliments, any questions for the brother, this is your opportunity. Send them through right now, 079-899-6226,
079-899-6226. Get to the Kay Chelo. Braga, upa ba king, yo, 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 pare. Hey, baba, get to the chai.
Oh my God, what a jam, man. KHLO playing in the background. Yambaba, right? This one of the latest was dropped in March, right? Was it March?
This one.
Yambaba.
Yeah, it was around March.
Around March, no?
Yeah, no.
Still, I love it. I love it so much.
Thank you.
Before we head into that, before we head into our conversations, let me take a few voice notes, a few messages.
All right.
Afternoon, King Bash. You are with the number one leading male vocalist in South Africa. KHLO. Enjoying your show, my brother. Let's do the radio together. It's Peter and Pologwan with Ponty.
Tango, my brother. Thank you so much for that. KHLO, Kikwechi, bro.
Hola.
Kikwechi. Let's take another one.
Hey, Kimbazuka.
Sure.
Hey, my brother, Benito. Hey, Utsweri Skoko. Nika Lale Gombo. The real, real rapper.
One love, same peace, right? So, you know, since he mentioned that, but haven't you ever had a few threats? Like people you don't even know, you know what I mean? Like crazy stuff.
It happens a lot, man.
Ne?
Yeah. Even on the comment sections. Ish. Yeah, Mara, can't drink it right in, so.
So it's okay. Yeah,
it's not like you're a jail of us.
Exactly.
I'm just doing my work.
I'm sure, man. But yeah.
Come on.
All right, let's take another one, right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Lebelela Lipinky. The biggest fan, Ikechelo. Now, I don't really have any questions.
Yeah.
Just to remind him how great he is. And that he must continue to inspire us all. You know, even the young ones over inspire, right? He inspires us. Like, we really chance money grow. So may he grow, may his trust grow.
Thank
and we will always support him. We are behind him 100%. And may he never doubt his craft.
Oof.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, my sister.
You know, you just see them, it's just a prayer.
Yeah, man.
You know, that was a prayer, and
sure.
I felt that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I only have you for a few, but I needed to find out from you, man.
Uh-huh.
Your lyrics, I mean, they always touch, you know, the listeners and the people that actually listen to your craft and have been following your craft.
Yeah.
But what inspires, you know, your writing? What gets you in that feel? Or, you know what?
Mm.
Let me do this.
It gets inspired by the things I experience in my life.
Okay.
Yeah, how different I see life on the other side. That's why most of the songs that I write them from my heart.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's speak also about, you know, over the last couple of months, you've been working with different people, of course,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But how is it that you choose who exactly to work with? You know, I think that is very important and imperative when it comes to your career as well, so that you must know how to move, who to move with, and the sound, not to lose your sound over somebody else's, you know, creativity. So how is it that you actually choose what, okay, featured there, it will work, I will work there, that will work? How do you get to that point?
I listen to, like, what they have.
Okay.
The way they do it. So, like, in relation to what they do, can I work with this person or not?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, their talent.
Ah.
Yeah, the way they work, the way batho ba theletsa music wa bona ka ona ka mogoba ba tsiya.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean, the Legompo, you know, genre, it's a big community.
Yeah.
It's really, really a big community. Do you have artists maybe that you haven't worked with yet and you feel like, you know what, I really want to try work with this person in the near future?
Only in Legompo or any artist?
Let's try both. Also give us maybe any artist, but maybe in Legompo.
Yeah.
But if you feel like, nah, and not to, you know, sound bad or anything, if you feel like there's no one now in Legompo, it's fine.
Yeah.
But maybe an artist that you feel like, I really want to work with this person.
Okay.
Let's not limit it to Legompo.
Okay. But in Legompo, I wish to work with Kim Munada.
Okay.
Yeah. I also wished to work with Makazi, but it had all already happened. So.
Dope.
Also, Master KG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then outside, I would really love to work with Chiyoko.
Oh,
you know Chiyoko.
Mr. Hennessy.
Yeah.
Mr. Hennessy.
Hennessy in my cup. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Also, nice to see.
Ooh.
Yeah. But.
Do you think you can pull them into Legompo somehow, man? Because, I mean, with your lyrical, you know, content and what they have, that would be fire.
Yeah, it would be fire.
Do you think it's something they would try?
I'm not sure, but it might happen.
You never
know,
right?
Someday, you'll never know.
No, you definitely wouldn't know. So, I mean, you have dropped what? Singles throughout. Is there maybe an EP or an album that is coming soon?
Yeah, on the 29th of August, I'm planning to drop an EP.
Ooh.
Yeah, of 3 or 4 songs.
Okay.
I'm still working on it.
How many, do you have any surprise features? Or are there guys that maybe you'd like to shout out that you're working with on that EP yet? Or is it a surprise?
I can say there are already songs that I have started promoting.
Okay.
Yeah, the terrible AHTK, he worked with Shebe Gwamrao.
Okay.
Bo Jomza.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Also my producer, and also Shebe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we spoke about this, we touched briefly on this.
Yeah.
You move with your immediate family.
Yeah.
You know, What is the reason behind this? I need to understand. You know, obviously, Baba ngoba, eh, uhirile braga, uhirile cousin, uhirile big brother, big brother uthirimoki, little brother. But what is the reason for Kechelo to move with his immediate family?
The main word is trust.
Oof.
Yeah.
Trust, huh?
Georgie is na di friends.
Okay.
No, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I got betrayed by a lot of friends.
Wow.
Yeah, as I was growing up, so I found my brothers as my best friends.
And that's how you move?
That's how I move. So I cannot change it because I'm in the music industry. Yeah.
Wow. All right. No, yeah. I understand that. And I'm for that. You know, I always say, and I always say this to my team as well. And I'm like, you know, once you break my trust,
yeah,
to regain it is going to take forever.
Yeah, forever.
Like it will take forever.
Yeah.
But Kabraga was so different. You can solve it. You can talk about it.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that they wouldn't do that friends or strangers would actually do.
Yeah.
Right.
So because you share the same blood.
100%. So I actually respect that, man.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, let's speak about something maybe that you were not ready for. You know, being a celebrity. I mean, Chris Brown, walekompo, dog. That's like a huge, you know, thing to carry on your back, you know. But what is that one thing you feel like, hey, I ain't ready for your own, so
fame?
You think so?
Yeah, I was not ready for fame. If I was ready, then I would get on yaga over famous.
Nah?
So I never thought my work would put me into fame this way.
Yeah.
But like, I appreciate how my life it's among our now, how people treat me, you know. The love from the fans. I love my fans a lot, man.
100%.
Yeah. There are some days whereby, you know, just to get around to take pictures with my fans because I love them a lot, man.
Nah.
A lot.
Big shout out.
Yeah.
But so, I think, don't you think, humble that you mentioned, a very humble person.
Yeah.
Not being ready for the fame.
Yeah.
Is actually what makes you or gets you grounded to that point. You know what? I was not ready for this. Now it's here. Let me embrace it.
But if
you were ready for it, maybe you would have been cocky or...
You know
what I'm trying to say?
I knew
this was coming.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
But when you're not ready, it's like, hey, okay, it's overwhelming, but let me swim through it.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So let's speak about the future, man. Let's speak about the future a bit. Before I let you go, Kechelo, where would you like to see yourself in the next coming years? Is that something that's in your mind? You feel like what's working? There's something I need to achieve or...
Yeah, there's
where
a
I'd
lot.
Like to see myself?
There's a lot.
Drop a few.
I want my music to be known internationally.
Yeah.
Obviously, features from international artists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Wizkid. Chris Brown, obviously.
Yeah.
Even though I can say what it is, but only God knows, man.
Maybe he could choreograph within a song or that slack chorus. You never know.
You'll never know.
As you say,
things
God
happen,
knows.
Man.
Things happen, dog.
Things happen.
Social media actually gets things done. So from your mouth to the world. So you never know.
So, you never know, man.
All right. Is there anything specific you'd like to... But before you say anything to your fans, let me check out... Yo, my WhatsApp is buzzing.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I'm King Bash and Kechelo. Yeah, I'm like, from... Kechelo. I'm the number one fan from Sokosese. Nah, I don't have any questions. Keep doing up the good work. Be proud of yourself. Keep pushing, man. You've got this.
Thank you.
The military. Nigga, lali kompo. I just know Udo show. One love.
Same peace.
Lango.
Let
me see. I think I have another one here.
Breaking bitch. What? Give me the homo. I got this pretty sharp wood. But tell it.
I'm going to tell you.
Away.
Sweetie, Jack, Kechelo, when I'm mad.
Away.
Hi, Kaitilo. It's Kanyisile here, your Zulu fan. I just want to say, keep on blessing us with your music. We love it. We love you so, so much. We're now Ostar.
Thank you, Kanyisile.
Pare monate ke monate ha besha fitile.
Yebo.
Ba be re search DJ abuti Winter Stock.
Sure.
Hey Keshelo.
Ah wewe.
Hey bro.
Ah 100 eh.
Lo tempo ka mo phala brona magale. Ra o rata ka mo phala brona magale bro. Big ups to you.
Sure, sure.
Thanks for good music.
Bravo boss.
Keep pushing. I salute.
Salute.
Let's check Capricorn Adventure. Lo tempo phala bro.
Awe.
98 please.
I love the fact that my adventure family are showing so much love to K-Chilo, but unfortunately he has to get out of here since I'm also wrapping up the show. But before I do, my brother, K-Chilo, is there anything specific, anything that you'd love, you know, to say to your fans out there, the people that you say love you all so much and put you and keep on praying and uplifting and supporting your music?
Yeah, all I can say is that I appreciate everything they're doing for me.
Yeah.
The support, the love. Don't forget to pray and make sure that each and every day you learn a new thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, believe in yourself and whatever you want to do in your life, make sure that you do it.
100%.
Aye.
Where can people get you for bookings and to check out your work, man? Because you're dropping on the, you said the 30th or the 29th?
29th
of August. It's a Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're dropping an EP, 3-4 track, you said?
Yeah.
So where can people get a hold of K-Chilo for bookings? Where can people check out your work?
Okay, Facebook, K-Chilo NLL. Instagram, K-Chilo NLL. Ogayamo, my profile, you will find there. Booking details. TikTok, okay, Nikala Le Kompo.
Yeah.
KHLO 2.
So, oh, man.
Yeah.
One love, KHLO.
That's my where brother. You'll find my booking details.
Thank you so much for taking your time to come join us on the show. I really do appreciate you, right?
Yeah, thanks
all
for
the best
me.
In your future endeavors. Le Kompo to the world.
Yeah.
KHLO to the world.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Right?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.